Previously, on Phil Goes to Space. Phil and Medelos have met someone from Earth. Kelly was a scientist who came here via a portal she built. She'd been on the alien world for 6 months, and in that time had built a portal back. A way home for Phil and herself. Only she needed a power source. Phil and Medelos set off to retrieve it, only to be spotted by Vetch as they were leaving the town. They have two jobs now. Get the crystals, and get the professor's brother Finn to destroy the jewel. And now, Phil Goes to Space, Part 5. Medelos and Phil were already a bit ahead before Vetch saw them, so they had a bit of a head start when Phil turned around after hearing a familiar call. He and Medelos ran once again into the trees, only this time with Vetch hot on their heels. Panting, they hid behind a tree.
"Give me my jewel, Medelos!"
shouted Vetch. Vetch walked close not to be heard.
"Trees! They've gone running through the trees again, and somehow we lose them! I thought birds like trees! Go on, bird brain, get back to the tower!"
And they left. Phil and Medelos waited in silence for them to go.
"That was too close," said Phil.
"You're telling me, friend," replied Medelos.
"Now, let's see. We have the jewel to destroy, or go to the crystals."
"Which is closer?" asked Phil.
Medelos looked at the map and figured that the crystals were closer. They could get those, then go to Finn's house, and then go back to Kelly's.
"Right, let's go,"
said an unusually adventurous Phil. Medelos smiled, and they set off. Eventually, after a long trek, they arrived at the cave. Phil gulped, thinking about what Kelly had said. People had run out of here screaming. Medelos just walked in. Inside the cave, they went through a series of tunnels, and eventually, they came to a huge chamber. There in the center were the crystals.
"Yes!"
Phil said, and forgetting the danger a moment, ran forward. But then, out of the shadows, came a reptilian creature.
"Your name is Phil. When you were 6, you called the teacher Mommy."
"Oh no,"
said Phil, feeling embarrassment he'd felt at that young age. Then once again the creature spoke.
"Then when you were 17, you saved up your money to get a cool haircut. But then, when you went to school, the girl you had a crush on laughed at you."
Phil was double over, the embarrassment washed over him. The creature smiled and said,
"I know of your embarrassments, for it is my power. I use these to protect the crystals."
"Please stop! No, please!"
"Once, when you were 25, you split your pants, but on your underwear were hearts, and it was in front of a potential new boss."
"Please, you cannot, no!"
begged Phil, feeling weak.
"And now for you, Medelos, is it?"
said the creature.
"Aye. This is most unusual. You're utterly shameless. But there's so many embarrassing things, yet I can sense in you. You feel no embarrassment."
"Making people feel embarrassed, is that all?"
laughed Medelos as he walked up, plucked the crystals from where they rested, and turned around.
"No, no!"
screamed the creature.
"I've never encountered a being such as you. No, it's impossible!"
Medelos reached down, helped Phil up.
"Everything that creature said didn't seem embarrassing to me, old friend."
Phil felt a bit better. The creature carried on screaming as the two left. Phil was still a little shaken, but he'd be okay.
"Very good. Now, on to the professor's brother's house."
They continued on. Then Medelos was sure he heard some cawing. He told Phil to keep low, and they kept walking slowly, stopping every few yards and looking back, then going forward. Soon as they arrived at a glade, they saw Finn's house.
"There it is! At last we can be rid of this wretched jewel!"
They ran towards the house. Then from the distance they could hear the rumble of a hover truck coming towards them.
"Oh no!"
said Phil.
"Run!"
shouted Medelos, as he dashed towards the house. It was mere meters away, and the hover truck was catching up on them.
"Give me my jewel!"
yelled Vetch after the two. They kept running. Phil wasn't sure they'd make it, and half thought of giving up. He could hear the hover truck right behind him. And then they jumped, opened the door of Finn's house, slammed the door, and Medelos turned the lock. Will Phil and Medelos destroy the jewel? Will Phil return to Earth? Find out next time.